And I'm going to talk about chemical control of the crepe myrtle bark scale and what we have learned so far from some of the landscape trials. Acanthococcus lagostromii, this was exotic bark scale that was first detected in Dallas County, Texas, back in 2004. And over the years, by this year, it has been reported from 74 counties from 13 states, as far north as Seattle, and as far south as Louisiana, South Louisiana. And because it's a bark scale, you can see it's basically only attack the bark tissue of the plant. So usually it's hard to detect it. It's just overlooked until the bark, the trunk of the plants look really ugly, covered by the sooty mold. The sooty mold is a result of the excessive honeydew exuded by the bark scale. So it significantly reduced the aesthetic value of a landscape plant that everyone loves. And also, very often you have a high number of bark scale you have to manage. The life cycle of this bark scale is very similar to some of the other scales. It starts from the egg and then goes through the nymph, develop into either a winged male or develop into adult female and gravid female, where the adult female will lay eggs inside an egg sac and slowly die away. And among these life stages, the nympho stage and the adult female, these are the two life stages that is easier or more susceptible to insecticide sprays because they're actively feeding and also they have lice that wax coverage, so make it easier for the insecticides to access. So the objective of our landscape trials was to evaluate efficacy of selective insecticides applied, especially targeting at the crawler stage. We did a total of 6 landscape trials from 2008 to 2007, and I'm going to talk about 2 of them that we did last year. This trial was conducted at a high school in Bossier City, Louisiana. As you can see, with landscape trials, a lot of times you are limited to, you know, where are the plants and what, you know, situations you have to have. So here we have around the buildings, we have all these trees lined by the street, lined by the fence and around the buildings. So we did a pre-treatment assessment to see exactly what the population were like, and the infestation degree were relatively similar within that group of plants. So it seems like that microclimate, either behind a building or along the street, seems like have a bigger effect on the infestation level. So we actually blocked it. We used that as a block factor. So we had a total of 8 blocks and a total of 80 plants. So basically we have 10 treatments and 8 plants per treatment. So looking at the treatments, as you can see, treatment 1 to 3 were all about menspring. This is cyan trenilapril. It's a relative new material, systemic, oil-based, penetrates slowly into the bark. So we had menspring by itself and also menspring either tank mixed with addition of capsule or addition of new film. Capsule is commonly used spray adjuvant, and new film is more like a bark penetrator. We're going to see if these two are going to help the material to penetrate the bark and be available to manage the scale. And treatment 4 to 8, here we have 3 products. Falchrom, which is pyriproxifen, or MOLT-X, which is azadirachtin. Both of them are insect growth regulators that mimic the molting hormone of the nymphs, so they kind of like slow down or prevent the molting process, and also soft oil X. So we're looking at standalone of the three materials or a tank mix of either Fulcrum or Mode-X with the Safoil-X, because Safoil-X itself has some insecticidal property. So we're trying to see if adding horticultural oil will help the insect growth regulators to control the scale. And then we have the untreated, and we have dinotefuran, which is xylem, is a neonicotinoid, kind of like as the industry standard. And now we have had crawler monitoring prior to this study in 2014 and 2015, where we actually put double-sided sticky tape on selected stems of infested trees weekly to monitor the crawler activity. So we knew that there are going to be about two peaks. One is mid-May, another one is around early October. Sometimes it's more likely in September, but there's a second peak of the crawler. And you also see the marching order of adult and nymph. When you have the crawler peak right here and here, your population is more likely have the majority of the population being the nymph, which is the orange color. And when the crawlers, you don't see the crawlers on the tape, it's more likely they are immobilized, start fading, and growing into the adult. So there's a marching order of the population. So with this specific trial, we were targeting 2 weeks ahead of time of that first crawler peak. So the first treatment was applied April 12th, and then after 10 days, we had another application, and then we had another application. All the treatments, all 10 treatments, were foliar spray until runoff, foliar and trunk spray, and the three applications span around 28 days. And then we actually counted, unextractively counted number of crawlers and number of the female, gravid female, on every 12 inch of selected stems. So these are the red color arrows. These are the time we actually counted. And now look at some of the results. So by day 28, this is actually after the third application, but 28 days after the first application, so that's kind of like in the middle of that first crawler peak in May, we can see that adult, which is the blue columns, the adult population, there's really no effects. All the treatments didn't affect adults. And at the same time, the crawlers were coming out and moving around, and you can see the xylem was the only one that actually had significantly lower number of crawlers than the untreated. So the xylem, the dinotefuran, did show effects the earliest. And then this was by 76 days after the first application, which is the population was switching into adults. You no longer see nymphs, crawlers, but the majority of the population were adults. And you can see that Fulcrum by itself, or in a tank mix with Safoil-X, had significantly, actually zero of the adults were seen on the branches. And then you can see that Mode-X with Safoil-X also did a pretty good job, and then the xylem. And then that trend was pretty much the same along day 120, 150, and 180, so I didn't show those data. By day 210, so this is 7 months after the first application, we can see that some of the treatments start to lose effects. For example, this is a nymph. By that time, we started to see the winter population in November, which was basically the adults. Basically the nymph. So we don't see a whole lot live adults on the plants, but with the nymph, we can see that xylem start to lose effects, and also interesting, the mainspring and the mainspring with capsule actually were kind of like, it's not statistically significant, but it was kind of like you do see a whole lot nymphs on those. And then the only two treatments that were still effective was the fulcrum or fulcrum with the savoy eggs. So the take-home message from this trial seems like the danotefuran, which is industry standard used as foliar spray, three applications, seems like controlled the nymph and adults for a certain time or period, about 6 months, and then start losing effects. And then fulcrum, which is an insect growth regulator, actually did a pretty good job. And it doesn't matter if you mix it with the oil or not, it was the best treatment. And mainspring didn't work at all. So this shows the black sooty mold treatment number two, which was mainspring with capsule that didn't work. You can tell the tag was covered by sooty mold. And the treatment seven, this is actually the fulcrum with the oil. It happens that these two trees were next to each other, so you can see the bark color was significantly different. Trial two, we were looking at kind of like a similar situation, but because of how the trees was lined around the church, this was in Tyler, Texas. The treatment was applied to 73 crepe myrtles around the church building as a completely randomized design. And it's color-coded, so you can see we had a total of six treatments, five being treatments and one being untreated control. So with the five treatments, the first group, we have bark or foliar spray all the way to runoff with orthin, acephate. This is a commonly used insecticide to control crepe myrtle aphids. And then we have self-oil with mold X, which was used in the other trial as well, and Tallstar. Tallstar is a bifenthrin. This is used a lot for many insects management. And then another group was soil drench of two neonicotinoids, commonly used. One is the imidacloprid murate, another one was danotefuran that was used as industry control in the other experiment. And then we have the untreated control. So I didn't really put statistics into this graph because I'm trying to summarize all the data together. So it's quite complicated, but we can see the data we collected for this trial was number of crawlers on the tape. So we only collected weekly crawler numbers from this trial, but all the way from April 12th into August 16. So it's about 4.5 months, and we were looking at weekly numbers, and the treatments, the first treatments was applied still targeting that 2 weeks ahead of crawler activity peaks, and all the treatments were applied, including the drench. And the second application, we had only the spray treatments, not the drench. So the drench was applied only once. And here we can see the untreated, which is the blue, the light blue bar. You can see this is the number of the untreated, and immediately you can tell there's a significant, much higher number of crawlers, actually with the red and the fuchsia, the safari. So the acephate and the safari, these two actually had significantly higher number, especially the acephate. Kind of like we were guessing one possible reason was foliar spray of acephate actually took out some of the predators, for example, the twice-stabbed lady beetles. So there were actually less control from the natural enemies. And then we can tell that the murrayed, which is the light color, light pink, it actually went in effect and had pretty good control over the things, you know, about a month, 4 weeks after the treatments. And also a tall star, which is the orange color, this is bifenthrin, provided pretty good control. So the take-home message, what works and what didn't work. So basically, soil-applied neonicotinoids, safari didn't work at the first, but worked later on. But the neonicotino, the imidacloprid seemed like worked pretty well. And paraproxifen worked in the first trial, but didn't work in another trial that I didn't show. And all in combination with other treatments may give pretty good suppression. But cinnalipril didn't work as a directing along, or the hot oil along didn't work. And trunk spray or foliar spray of neonicotinoids worked less effectively than the drench or soil applied. And in addition, we mentioned the acephate was surprising, but probably because of the effects, the adverse effect on the natural enemies. Any questions? Okay. The question was, did I try to soil drench the main spring? Actually, we're doing it this year in another trial. So, yes, with cyanipril, the difficulty is it moves very slow, seems like. With some of the other scale insects, Magnolia scale and T scale, so you need to give it plenty of time to move into the system. It feels like soil drench works better than foliar, but you have to apply it really ahead of time to try to catch that crawler pig. But too ahead of time, your plants are not actively taking it up. So that's the dilemma. Thank you very much.